We now come to the subject called the Pastor Evangelist. The Pastor Evangelist, and we're going to read from 2 Timothy chapter 4, and reading from up until verse 5, from verse 1 through to verse 5. I charge you, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead, at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers. They will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. But you be watchful in all things. Endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. May God add his blessing to the reading of his word. The issue of the pastor evangelist is something that needs to be addressed, because there are many pastors who have great evangelistic gifts and yet have not felt led to vacate the pastorate and launch out into full-time evangelism. And we call these men pastor evangelists. I think of the great Charles Spurgeon, that wonderful pastor, and who preached to so many thousands and reached so many thousands through his evangelistic ministry, and yet he never left his congregation and certainly fulfilled the role of pastor evangelist. You also have the great Oswald Smith, who pastored the People's Church in Toronto. He was a wonderful pastor, had a great missions emphasis, and conducted many crusades in many parts of the world, and yet never felt led to vacate his congregation, his pastoral ministry. And there have been many others, and I believe there are many here that are pastors and yet do have a wonderful evangelistic ministry. We've taken many pastors with us on evangelistic trips, for mission trips, and have proved very successful in ministering as an evangelist in these international crusades. And so this is what we have here. Paul is ministering to young Timothy. Timothy was a pastor in Ephesus, and Paul here is exhorting him that his ministry should be evangelistic in nature. He's reminding him. Now, Paul, Timothy was a pastor. He's reminding him, saying, in all your preaching, don't cease to have an evangelistic thrust in your preaching. That's why he says, do the work of an evangelist. And so don't allow yourself to thinking that because you're not called to full-time itinerant evangelism, that you don't have to do the work of an evangelist. The pastor has a glorious opportunity for soul winning as well as for discipleship within his own congregation. But here we find that Paul exhorts young Timothy about some important issues as far as his preaching ministry is concerned, and to maintain that evangelistic fervor and flame as he seeks to serve. Now, the first thing we want to notice is this. In verse 1, he's called upon to preach conscientiously. To preach conscientiously. We read these words, I charge you therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. And so it's an exhortation here to preach the word conscientiously, committed, as if this was the last thing you would ever do. And we do this in view of, number one, God's presence, verse 1a, I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ. We preach conscientiously because we are in the presence of the living God. He's with us. He's observing. There's no room in his economy for lazy preachers, for lazy pastors. We have to do this conscientiously, in season, out of season. Because God is with us no matter where we go, no matter what we do. Because of God's pronouncement, verse 1, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. And so there is certainly coming an appearing of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in the capacity of judge, whereby our works shall be judged, and wood, hay, and stubble will be separated from that which is of pure gold and precious stones. And so it's essential that the evangelist, the pastor evangelist, needs to realize that he's not only on duty on Sunday mornings or Sunday nights, but also every day of the week, 24/7, he's on duty to preach. The preaching isn't only from what comes from the pulpit. It comes through his day-by-day lifestyle, day-by-day conversation in all that he seeks to do. I think of the great preacher Augustine, who once invited a young preacher to come with him from where they were living into the town, into the village. He said, "Let's go preaching and in the village today." And so they went. At the end of the day, when they returned, the young man turned to him and said, I thought we were going preaching. I don't remember standing in any pulpit or entering any church, and yet you invited me to come with you to preach." "Yes," said Augustine, "we certainly preached, not by what we said, by what we did." What a word that is, I believe, for you and for me. And in the second place, we are to preach continuously. Verse 2 says, "Preach the word, be ready in season and out of season." In other words, you're never off duty. Some seasons are more promising and certainly more conducive to preaching, but this does not mean that we don't preach. And so we have to preach continuously at all times as we seek to fulfill the task. Preach the word. What a tremendous task. You have been entrusted with the word of God. Preach it in the power of the Holy Spirit. What a task to fulfill. Preach it continuously, understanding the time. Read these words, teaching with all long-suffering and teaching. And so, be ready in season and out of season. And what a great challenge this is, to turn the out seasons into in seasons. I remember my wife was in a lift, an elevator once, where our office is six stories up in a building, and she climbed into this, she entered the elevator, the lift, and six men entered in carrying a box, a heavy box. And once the doors were shut, they pressed the buttons for the thing to go up to the desired floor. But unfortunately, due to the weight, the elevator jammed. And she found herself with all these men in this lift. And they seemed trapped. They pressed all the buttons, but nothing would work. And they weren't sure how long it would take for them to be able to get out of this situation. So she saw the opportunity and said, "Well, gentlemen, I want to ask you a question. If you were to die tonight, are you ready to meet God?" And they were trapped. They couldn't move. They couldn't get out of the elevator, although I'm sure they wanted to. And she turned the opportunity, the outer season into an in season, and witnessed to these men and led them to Christ right there in that elevator. And so this is what I think he means. Turn out of seasons into in seasons. Preach continuously, fulfilling the task. Preach continuously, understanding the time. And so we ought to preach continuously. Then we ought to preach comprehensively. Now verse 2 tells us these words. Preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching, comprehensively. There's a time when we ought to convince, other times to rebuke, other times to exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. And so Paul tells young Timothy he's got to preach comprehensively. In other words, the whole counsel of God. What a great word that is. He preaches this with the right tone. There is the negative through reproof and rebuke. There is the positive through exhortation and appeal. And so there is an equal balance between the two as he seeks to discharge the truth of God comprehensively He preaches with the right tone, both negatively as well as the positive side. Then with the right kind of teaching, as we read here. And what a word. With all long-suffering and teaching. You see, our teaching has to be right. It has to be the communication of truth. Preaching the truth in love is what it's all about. And then we're called to preach correctly. Verses 3 and 4, he taught us to do this, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside of fables. That's quite a word, that, isn't it? Preach correctly, because people lack the endurance for sound doctrine. We're living in a day where there's so much superficial and empty doctrine being preached, and somehow this is what draws the crowds, because people have such a shallow taste and source of appreciation when it comes to God's word and sound doctrine. When people lust for entertainment in accordance with their selfish desires, is it amazing? If you have some kind of entertainment, everybody's there. You have a prayer meeting or something of that nature, and everybody's got an excuse. We are there to preach correctly, and so this is the word here in verses 3 and 4. And then to the pastor evangelist, we are to preach completely. Verse 5 says these words, "But you be watchful in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, and fulfill your ministry." Preach completely. Through the evaluation, we have to evaluate what we're preaching about. Through tremendous endurance against obstacles, against difficulties, against barriers, against all kinds of elements that challenge the truth. Preach. There needs to be tremendous endurance. Tireless evangelism. Do the work of an evangelist. It's hard work, the work of an evangelist. We have to keep at it all the time. Never give up. Never give up as we press forward. And remember, the total effort is to fulfill your ministry. Make full proof of your ministry. Don't allow your ministry just to somehow be molded into one particular kind, come out of any kind of routine or rut that you can find yourself falling into. They say the only difference between a rut and a grave is depth. And so one has to constantly jolt oneself out of the complacency, the spiritual bomb shelters into which we have crawled, and stand out as a flaming evangelist for the sake and cause of the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so I trust you remember these few thoughts that Paul passes on to young Timothy in his swan song to the young preacher. He says, preach conscientiously, preach continuously, preach comprehensively, preach correctly, preach completely. How important this is to do. So I'd like to pray for every pastor, every person in any kind of ministry listening to me today, that whatever the nature of your ministry is, may I remind you to do the work of an evangelist. Father, I pray right now that you will challenge every one of us to do that work to which you've called us. Thank you for the high calling that we have in Christ. And in the battlefield, we're not alone. You promised to be with us, never to leave us, neither to forsake us. Now we thank you that we can trust you with it all. Now bless each person listening, stir our hearts, strengthen our faith, and use each one to the glory and praise of God, your honor, for we ask it in the name of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.